Okay, let me just say the introductory remarks. Good evening, everybody.
Good evening.
We're on Daf Yud Ches Amud Aleph Ma'aseres Halacha Dalet. Ha'im lechaver halacha sezeh be'esrim te'enim sh'avrali person. This is the lokeach speaking. He says to the Baal Bas, he says, here's an iser, and I'm going to pick out 20 te'enim of my choice. So bar v'aychel, he can go ahead and eat them one at a time. Which is usually the halacha, according to Rabbi Yehuda, that we said, remember, by Mekach, right? You can't be mitzarif, but you can eat them one at a time.
Up to 20?
One at a time?
After that is diarrhea.
What do you mean?
That's a major stomach.
So you think it's dafka 20, that even one at a time you can't do more than 20? Because that's already considered a lot. I don't know. I mean, that's a nice finish. I don't know.
We've had 20 as the boundary a number of times.
Okay. I didn't see. You know what?
I don't know why.
If that's the case, it'll be in the footnotes of this. We'll look at it later, okay? It's not only by figs, it could also be eshkol. Same thing as by cluster of grapes, overly the cluster that I will select. Megarger v'oichel, you can pluck one grape at a time and eat it. Barim and shoverly, I mean, no, there are shamsi. I highly doubt it means you're limited to 20 grapes. I highly doubt. Rimon and by a pomegranate,
some 20 seeds.
Polrate v'ochel, you can have 20 seeds. I don't think so. Mavtiach sh'avrali by a mortar melon, then soface v'ochel, he slices off one, and he eats it one at a time. I love that watermelon. Let me tell you something. I was out at Yisrael, and the watermelon was
me'ein
olam haba, mamish, unbelievable.
Was it a mavtiach al sakin?
Avatiach
al
hasakin. They cut it in half.
They cut it in half. Al hasakin means you don't have to buy a whole one.
Right. Yeah. Yes. And also, you can tell for sure that it's red just right. Anyway, that's Chaim. If you want to know where to go, you go to Chaim's store in the Rova, in Ramat Beis Shemesh. It's Givaldi.
Ramat
Beis Shemesh only. That's the only place you can go. Now we're going to contrast this. If I point to 20 figs and I tell him these 20 figs are the ones I want to buy, we're talking about buying here.
Okay.
We're talking about purchasing. But the difference is, in this case, he's pointing to it on the mechubar. It's attached to the tree. So when he pays for it, he has selected that which is mechubar, and therefore the kinyan is not kaveya. Kinyan is only kaveya. Mekach is only kaveya if it's tolish. That's the idea behind this Mishnah. Okay? Basantainu elu. Shnei Ashkalas Elu, these two clusters of grapes, Shnei Rimanim Elu, these two pomegranates, Shnei Avtichim Elu. This means even if you have a tziruf, which we said before, if you had a tziruf, you'd be chayiv v'mekach, but here, since you're buying it b'mechumar, eichel kadarka u'potter, you can go ahead and eat it just in any usual manner, right? You don't have to eat it one at a time. You can eat it two at a time, because by virtue of the fact that you bought it when it was mechubar, so you become like the Baal Bas, right? Let's see, 10. That is, he may combine the produce before eating it. Okay.
But it's only one kind, right? At a time. He can't combine figs and dates or pomegranates and... Does he have to stick with one kind? Can he say... Out of those 20, I want five of these, and five of these, or does he have to?
I don't know. I have no idea. I couldn't tell you that. That's beyond my pay grade. Mnesha kind of a mechubar lekarka. He bought it while it was mechubar. Okay, 11 on 18a2. It says in this case, he identified this fruit he wishes to buy. The sale took effect as soon as he gave the money to the seller, even before the fruits were picked. As a result, it's permitted for casual consumption, even if they were combined.
Because the chiyuv of maisers does not start before it's picked.
No, we're talking about whether mekach is kaveya to make it also to eat it achilas arai. That's what we're talking about over here.
Isn't it the same mechanism?
What
mechanism?
What?
You can't change the status of something when it's still attached to the tree.
Even though kol ha'omed liktof katuv tach.
Hold on a second. Hold on one second. What are you trying to contrast it to?
No. I'm trying to understand that when fruits are attached to the tree.
Yeah.
There's nothing.
And what?
I was just thinking that it's because we can't get to it. It's a different domain, and we can't buy it. What is that?
No, it's because it's the Gemara Malacha of something is never when it's attached to the tree. You can have Gemara Malacha, you have to pick it and pile it up or bring it to the house.
No.
The point is, while it's attached to the tree, you don't have Dingra Malachto, so that's Bechlal, and there's no Shaila about it. Now when I pick it, so what's the rule? So the rule is, if I'm the owner, I can eat Derech Arai. Derech Arai means I'm not being Kaveh, a Suda. So I can eat a few at a time, no problem. That's not considered Kvias. If I buy it, Mekach is one of the things that create Kvias. Right, and make it so that it's nigmar malachto to the extent that I can't eat it with siruf, but one at a time I can. That's a Yehuda Shita, okay. Right?
So you shouldn't be able to buy it if it's still attached.
So the Mishnah is telling me the opposite, that if I buy it while it's attached, there is no problem eating it, even b'tziruf, because by virtue of the fact that I bought it while it was attached, I become like the owner. It's not like...
Right, you're buying part of the orchard.
It's like I'm buying part of the orchard. It's like I become like it was my orchard.
Right, that's what he says.
That's what he says, same thing?
There's another shita, but that's that he's buying part of the paradise.
Right.
There's no mekach, he's saying. There's no mekach on the peros until there's mashicha.
Right,
no
right.
The mekach is on the tree. Like you're buying a 100th of the
correct.
Of the produce or something.
Correct.
Okay.
Yeah. Okay. Let me just see over here. I want to see if he asked your question. No, he doesn't. Okay. Next case. Hasak Masapel looks as pertain. Now, this is a rule. Remember, the rule is it says Loisak Sam Shabadisho, and it also says that if a worker is working for you, he gets to eat from the stuff that he's working in. So now we're going to get into the details of that halacha. Hasak Masapel looks as pertain. So I hire a worker to spread the figs to dry. Amalai, the worker says, I will not shayach obtain him. I'm doing this only on the condition that I can eat from the figs. I want to take a little snack while I'm working with them. Hu'eichel, he could go ahead and eat. U'pater, he's exempt from tithing. In other words, the Mishnah is telling me a chiddush, that even though he made a condition, and a condition you might consider a condition to be like a sale, because we have a back and forth here. You know, you're hiring me. I'm going to do the work. You pay me. But I'm including in my pay that I should be able to take something to eat from the work. So maybe that's a mekach. So kamash on the mission, no. Even though I made the condition, it's not a mekach. Why? Because he has a right to eat it without it. Regardless of the condition.
Exactly. Why does he have to make the condition?
You're right. He didn't have to. It's a bigger chiddush than even if he did, and it looks a little bit like there was some kind of mecca of a fear here. Afi lohafi, he's still potter. Okay? Who I call potter? Now let's suppose he's including his son as well in the condition. So then you split it. Then who I call Potter? He, maybe I skipped a word. Or I say that I want my son to eat in my stead, right? So as part of my wage. So who I call Potter? He can eat. But his son is chayev. If he makes a condition that I'm going to eat both at the time of this putting it out to dry, and also even after it finished drying, I also am going to be able to eat then as well. So the rule is while it's drying, he can while you're putting it out to dry, you're taka potter. But after it's finished drying, and now all you're doing is helping collect the figs. So that's, the rule is, this is after the Gemar Malacha. The Poyel can eat from something if he's working in it during the time of the Gemar Malacha. But after the Malacha is done, now already he doesn't have a right to eat it in a Torah.
And before he finishes doing it,
he's just collecting figs. He's packaging, he's marketing, whatever he's doing, back office, whatever he's doing. He's counting cash, those cash machines, exactly, Any other questions? Yeah? Okay. So then it says the klal, zaha klal. For those who just joined us, we're in 18a3. Zaha klal, this is the rule. Ho'eichel min ha'tayra potter. If you have a right to eat it, Minatara, the Torah gives you the right to eat from your work, so then you're going to be potter from taking maizus. But if you're not, then it's considered like a machira. Okay? As to say, 22, like he writes it very clearly. But rather solely because of the stipulated terms of his employment. That's the point. The point is, if you're only eating because of the stipulation, then it looks like machira. Okay, next. He was working with figs which are of an inferior quality. They're called levasim. He can't eat the high quality figs, which are called b'nai shava figs. Because you can only eat from the type of fig that you're working in. Obviously, in this Isser, he's not working in both. It sounds to me that he's only working in one type of fig. We're going to see in the next second that it's different. What he can do is he can hold back from eating the bad quality figs and wait until he gets to the row. Until he gets to the good figs. So I think the Vaichel, and then he could eat them.
He's not being treated worse than a behemoth. Behemoth can eat from it, you can eat from it.
Right. So, in 26, look what he says over here. Although a worker may not consume superior b'nos sheva figs while working with the inferior levasim figs, there is a way for him to eat his fill of b'nos sheva figs instead of levasim. He simply refrains from eating levasim, saving his appetite for when he begins to harvest the b'nos sheva.
Why doesn't that just make sense? Why do I need a footnote to say that you're allowed to do that?
I see. When you read the first statement that we said that if you're working in Levasim, you can't eat from the night Shava. How did you understand that shot? That halacha.
You're working here. They got stuff on the shelf. I thought
the shot was that because I wasn't hired to work with the Mino Shava. That's what I thought the shot was. But now it seems that he is hired to work with the Mino Sheva figs. It's just he's not up to him yet.
Right.
He's only up to the first five rows of the Levasim figs.
So you can snack only from what you're...
You can only snack with that which you are involved in. That's the Chiddush of the Mishnah.
No, but you don't have to.
But you don't have to. You can save your appetite till later.
But that's the way you're treating
the
animals.
You're right. I'm not saying this. There's nothing... You feel it's so, you think it's pasha? Okay. Okay. Just looking at it a little further, just one second. This law applies even to someone who has hired to work with two separate species, figs and grapes. He may refrain from eating while working with the first species in order that he should be able to eat later from the second species. Okay. So, it's the same idea, but it's two species. Okay, fine. Next. Now, hamachlavim kaver, if I'm bartering, zeloichal vezeloichal. So, what am I doing? I'm giving you figs. You take these figs, and I take your figs. And we're both going to eat the figs, right? What? Isn't that what bartering means? Whatever it is, I've got figs, you've got figs, I'll give you my figs.
I don't have access to what you have. You don't have access to what I have, but if I take what I'm allowed to have, you take what you're allowed to have. Now, once they belong to me, I can switch.
Bartering is more carrots and apples, no?
But right over here, when we're talking, the case of the Mishnah is we're switching,
yeah,
right?
Switch.
It's a more switch.
Machlif.
It's a machlif. So if it's zelocha vezelocha, we're both going to intend to eat the fig. So lictos for my lictos, we both intend to dry the figs. Zelochal vezelochos, or I intend to eat it and you intend to dry it. Chayev. Each one is chayev to separate meiser before he can eat anything. Because the pshat is what?
It's
a mekach, so it's kaveya, right? Even one at a time, is that right?
Even what?
Even to eat it one at a time?
Yeah.
I think this must be like Rav Meir then. According to Rav Yehuda Shita, even by Mekach, you can eat one at a time. But here it seems to be asking you to eat at all.
So this Rav Yehuda is coming up.
Rabbi Huda is coming up. I think this might be like Rav Meir. I don't see him saying that over here on the bottom. No, 28. 28. He's actually 28. He says exactly that. The Gemara will explain Tanakama, who the Gemara identifies as Rav Meir, holds the purchase, establishes it even for unprocessed produce. Accordingly, even those cases where he intends to dry them, which preserves their unprocessed state, meaning it's not going to be done until it's done up on the roof. So right now it's not done. So nonetheless, Rav Meir holds that the mekach is kaveya. Right, okay. Rav Yehuda Omer. So what does he say? Hamachlef loichal chayev v'loitzos patra. He's l'shitase, right? He holds if it's to eat, so it's nigra malakto, so that's when it's kaveya. Otherwise, it's not going to be kaveya. It's important to note that the fig's original owner too. Yeah, he keeps quoting this from the Chazanish in the footnotes, by the way. That the fig's original owner too must have been planning to dry them. If the original owner had intended to eat the figs fresh, they would be classified as nigma malakto, and you would therefore be subject to maestris via the purchase, regardless of the recipient's intention. Okay, so it has to be, Chazanish is always learning all these cases where the seller and the buyer have the same intention. That's an important note. Okay, now we're up to your customer base. Okay, how are we doing here? We're behind on our time. Yaisi, Dr. Gamar, Rabbi Yaisi B'Shem Yibyachanan, Megagach Zachas Ha'ilach Ha'ichal, that he goes and he plucks the grapes one at a time. He's just explaining it, what it means, when it says in the Mishnah you can eat it, it means you're taking it one grape at a time. Omle Fiyabar Vah, Bechein Rabbi Ovid, so that's actually what Rabbi used to do. Tony B'Shem Rabbi Yaisi, Avatiyach Shasamas Maya Fibu Kol Shehu, that a watermelon from which the buyer sliced even a small piece, Kenoyo, he's acquired it. He no longer has the option to select a different melon. So what exactly is this talking about here, too?
You told the guy to slice a piece of a watermelon for you.
So what does it mean he doesn't have the option?
He's got to buy the whole thing.
In other words,
I can't sell
it. Well, is this halacha in Dine Mominus? or in Hilchas Maisers. How do you learn this case here? That he no longer has the option to select a different melon. What do you mean? Why would I select a different melon?
I didn't like the color.
So if I'm a buyer, and I come to you, and you slice me a slice of melon, and you give it to me, and I say, eh, I don't like that one. I want from the other one. Can't do that? Is that what it's telling me? All of a sudden, here in the middle of Hilchas Maisers, we have a halacha about how to buy things in the store. It doesn't sound like it, right? And what's the idea? A filu kol shehu.
According to the footnote, it sounds like it's still attached.
Still attached to the ground?
Yes. So the chiddush is that normally to have a chazaka in the karka, you need to do some kind of a tikkun, you need to put up a fence, you need to do something. Here you're taking a piece out of the
watermelon.
There's no tikkun. Even so, it's a chazaka in the karka. That's how the footnote explains it.
The Shnei Moshe says that it's considered a mekach to make it a chayev and maisa.
Mm-hmm.
Once he cuts it for you.
Yeah. Okay.
You
so,
that makes more sense
to me why it's over here. Right. Okay, it's a little bit shrewd. It's not so clear. Knoyo, he's koned. Sounded like it was talking about the Nimominus. So what we're saying is, it's considered a kinyan,
right.
And therefore,
it's
chayav ha-maisros. My commercial one. Okay. He's telling me that I feel it's a koshu, that kinyan is chayav. Okay, let's keep going. This is something that needs to start in a little bit. If you're in a bite, after Rimon Cain, so he has a question, what about by a pomegranate? Is that true also? That if you take a pomegranate seed, you lose the option to select another pomegranate seed? So,
no answer.
Marafolda has that Yoino was presenting a definitive ruling rather than a question. So several commentators assert, look at footnote 3, several commentators assert that the present discussion not only pertains to monetary law, but also has ramifications regarding to Maisras. So you see, that's what you just told me from the Pei Moshe.
One such explanation seems to be emotion.
But the point of it was, okay. So in the alternative, he explains a little bit better.
Right.
That's so the Grah is saying the Pshat's like this, that the Mishnah requires me to eat one at a time. And it's telling me that even if he slices me a very small slice, until I finish that little small slice, I can't take another slice. That's the afilu. Because that's really what's bothering me. What's the afilu small slice? What's that got to do with anything? So the Grah is explaining it that is a limit, that you're still, you have a limitation of one at a time, even if the first slice is small. Okay, let's go on. Says, what does he have to say on the condition? Even without making condition, he's still allowed to eat. Shammai, he's going to say exactly what we said. The Mishnah is telling me I finished, and even if I said almanas, it looks like mechira. It's still much. Time on to Nino. I said we have a little brag with him. He was working with his hands.
So it's not a mecca. He's entitled to the Aminatorah.
Yes. So it says in the Mishnah there, where's there, 6, Yishalmi Bavetzia. Okay. He was working with his hands, not with his feet. His feet, not with his hands. I feel like if anybody's carrying stuff on his shoulder, he can eat from that which he's working with. He doesn't have to be working with his whole body to eat. In other words, are you like an animal or you're not like an animal, right? Tony Kane, Biyadov, Oyged. What does it mean you work with your hands? You're bundling stalks of grain. Baragla, what does that mean? you're gathering together scattered produce using your feet alone, kicking it around, right, into a pile. I feel like safely, you know, on your shoulder, towing, that you're carrying a load of produce on your shoulder, right? Now, there's a machlokas. Rabbi Yehuda says, if I carry it. He says, no. You have to work with your whole body, your hands, your feet, and your shoulders. Kedayish, like a person is analogous to an animal. An animal works. He works with his whole body. This is like a very eye-opening thing to me. I never thought about it, but think about it. When an animal works, he puts his whole body into it. An animal doesn't work. Oh, you know what? I'll just move my right leg. An animal works. The whole animal is working. Okay. So it has to be similar to threshing. Now the Gemara is going to go through a whole bunch of drushes. Ma daishu oisa yarabaraglo gufai. I've called our shu oisa yarabaraglo gufai. It has to be a type of an employment where he's doing everything. Daish. Now there are more things. Ma daishu yukhan shu batolish. It has to be detached. Of kol shu batolish. If he's only working with mechubar, he doesn't get to eat.
Wait a minute. I thought it was attached and he's detaching it.
It involves detached produce.
I thought that
if he's harvesting it, he's detaching it.
Right.
But if he's working in the vine. In the vineyard, and he's let's say he's repairing the trellis, so he's not picking off any fruit. He's just working within the structure, the infrastructure.
Yeah.
So that's called working with mechubar. He's working with the mechubar, right? He can't eat. If you're repairing the trellis, you can't eat the grapes. If you're picking the grapes, so you're working with tolish, okay?
As an owner, you couldn't.
What do you mean as an owner? Owner could eat whatever he wants. We're not talking about maishas here. We're talking about the ability for a person to eat min ha-toyra because I'm working with your stuff. So we're dashing from daish that it has to be tolish. If you're weeding a field, that's another example. You're not taking the produce. You're taking the weeds out. Unless you want to eat the weeds, you're welcome to eat the weeds. Hamasanach b'gfanim, are you supporting the grapevine? That's what I just told you. Hoyotachasasim, you're hoeing under the olive trees. So you're working within the ground itself.
Not considered
that you're working, you don't get to eat. Now we're on your test. Have a few more minutes. I mean, if you have to run, fine. But I'd like to get to the end. I'd like to get to up to where it says ksiv. So let's just run for it, okay? Daish, ma daish miyuchad shegidulam in ha'aretz, af kol shegidulam shegidulam in ha'aretz, it has to grow from the ground. If you're talking about milking or making cheese, it's okay. You're making cheese, you don't get to eat from, you don't get to take a zip of chocolate milk, sorry. Daish, ma daish miyuchad shelenigmar malachto, af kol davar shelenigmar malachto, it has to be something that has not finished yet. You're completing it. If you're separating the dates, you're separating the figs. The wine has already been skimmed, and you want to skim it more. After the oil has already descended to the trough at the bottom. So those are all processes that involve working post the gemar malacha. They do not. You don't get to eat in those either. Daish, ma daish miuchad shlobol zikas ha-maisris. It hasn't come to maisris yet. I've called Damar Shlobol as against some Maestras. What's that coming to exclude? Yotza Halosha Mekatefa Efe. That excludes someone who's kneading a dough or shaping and baking dough. Mekatef is you sprinkle, like, you know, some water to make it shiny or you know, they paint it with eggs, whatever. Or over bakes. Chala obligation has already taken effect, right? You already have to take challah from the dough. So in those cases, since you're already after the chiyuv has kicked in, so again, you don't get to take from those items. Ad kan, saf yudkas.